Welcome to Designer Discussions with Jason, Maria, and Miriam. Today, Jason is going to talk to us about how marketing has changed over the course of the last 5 years. Welcome to the Designer Discussions podcast with
Jason,
Maria,
and Miriam. Tune in each week where we talk about marketing, PR, and business advice for design professionals.
This is actually one of the topics I've been asked about a lot, like what has happened since this new decade of, 2020, and how has digital marketing changed? So this is what we're going to talk a little about today. There's been a lot of changes that happened in two incidents that happened that changed digital marketing completely. One, as we all know, 2020, the coronavirus, that had an impact on a lot of what happened, because that caused a lot of businesses that were not online to now be online. The competition was growing anyway within the digital space. 2020 actually helped accelerate that tremendously. There's a number of reports that show how overnight businesses that were not online automatically came online. So they had to get used to all of the digital marketing lingo and terminology. That caused a lot to happen in terms of ad spend. So ad spend went up in 2020, towards the end of 2020, 2021, because now you have more competitors reaching out, trying to go after the same end users or consumers that were not online before, and now they're online now. So that caused a lot to happen in that sense. And you also had more businesses that were on social media that were not on in the past. With that, what happened is video became integral if you were on any type of social media, because around 2020, 2021, TikTok blew up. So with the advent of TikTok blowing up, now video is vital to any type of social media marketing campaign. And so that actually caused Instagram to change its algorithm. And so where static images used to get traction, now it's harder to get traction with those type of images. Now you almost have to use video to have any type of traction at all. So just that advent in 2020 of coronavirus caused a lot more competition to be online. The next event that happened was right around 2022, and that was AI. So AI, as it happened, it actually created a lot more content to be created for small businesses. So where SEO content has been king with SEO, now it's easier to create content for small businesses. Now it's about personalizing that content for your end user. So if you ever heard me talk before about marketing, you will always hear me say about knowing who your ideal client is. And that's vital, because to know who that is, now you could create messaging that will resonate with them. But with AI and the advent to create content easier, there's a lot more noise out there. So there's a lot more competition on the content space. So you have to be able to personalize that content for your end user. So AI, along with what happened with the coronavirus, has changed digital marketing within the last 5 years, ever since 2020. 15 to 20% of ad spend in terms of how much you spend has gone up every year since 2020. So the cost of ads have gone up, but the quality of the leads have gone down. Social media has seen a tremendous growth. And I had read 55% of marketers are now using social media to market to the end consumer. But the issue is, 55% that were not on social media before, just to clarify that. But what is happening is that some of those businesses are complaining because they aren't getting the reach, or they aren't getting the benefits that they would hope. And a lot of that is because they are not using the social media platforms as it's intended to be used. And that's to be social and not just to use it for a marketing ploy, just to get your brand name out there. Yes, it can help you with brand awareness. But if you want to do beyond brand awareness and you want to actually get leads from it and use it as a way to augment what's happening in the company. You have to use social media as it was intended to be used. So you have to be social on the platform. There's new terminology out there, social selling, which is about how to really get across to your end user. And a lot of that is about using the platform as it was intended to be used and not just using it as to sell your service or your product or your widget. And so that's all about that. And that's re-educating a lot of business owners that were not in the digital realm, that were not using social media, how to use social media the right way. And that's a lot about what social selling is about, is educating those business owners or anybody that's now on social media because they were not able to use it in the past, or they were not on it in the past because they didn't have to be, because they were relying on word of mouth. They were relying on foot traffic, but a lot of that died, you know, in 2020. And though some of it has come back within the last few years, the whole market has changed. So if you are not online, or if you're not doing any type of digital marketing, 9 times out of 10, you will see a slippage in just the amount of leads you have, just the amount of interest you have in the business, because digital now is growing at an exponential rate. And like I said, AI has helped that with the content side, but knowing and understanding the marketing channels that you're on and you're using is vital to having success. And so that's why I always talk about knowing your ideal client, because once you know who that is, now you can reverse engineer and see where they are in the digital realm. And so you may need to be on social media, or you may not need to be on social media. You may need to do email marketing. You may need to do paid ads. Whatever it is, knowing your ideal client and then reverse engineering and figuring out where they are, now you're better equipped to know where they are and then create content that will resonate with them. This is just a few of the things I want to talk about in terms of what has changed over the last 5 years. And like I said, mainly it's been around video that has really changed how we do social media, how we do marketing, video. And that's a way also to connect with your end user as well, because as they know, like, and trust you, it's easier for them to relate to you. So video has been a huge change in what has happened over the last 5 years. Ad spend, like I had talked about, because there's more competition that's out there now. So like I said, ad cost has went up, lead quality has gone down a bit. So just ad cost overall has changed. Content, how you're generating the content, like I said, with AI, that's made the generation of content easier. But now it's about personalizing the content for your end user. Knowing this and understanding who your ideal market is will help you to know and understand where you need to market and what are those marketing channels you need to utilize to get to your end user the most effective way. Hopefully this information has been helpful to you. And if you have any questions at all, we're here to help. And we hope to hear and see you all here in 2 weeks on Designer Discussions. Did you know it takes 17 to 20 touch points before your potential clients recognize who you are? Is your business the one that they find first when they are looking? If not, there's a solution. The Designer Discussions Academy membership with your Designer Discussions podcast host or your personal coaches. With weekly live sessions and exclusive community, practical resources, and expert guidance, we're here to simplify your marketing and boost your business. Sign up at designerdiscussions.com or follow the link in the show notes.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Designer Discussions and all of the helpful information. Subscribe to our podcast, leave us a review, and share it with your friends. We look forward to having you back next week. For more information on the podcast and the marketing studio, visit designerdiscussions.com and follow us on social media.